With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. All Aspen School District schools are closed for a snow day today. That includes Wildwood and Aspen Country Day. Roads are snowy up valley and slushy down valley. Give yourself some extra time on the commute this morning. The Imagine Climate Project aims to bring together art and science to inspire climate action. This year, it also includes literature. Aspen Words selected the titles. Senior Program Associate Elizabeth Nix says stories have an important role in personalizing climate change.
Writers help sound the alarm, and certainly they can bring complex issues to life through characters and dialogue.
The reading list for A Warming World includes 10 fiction and nonfiction titles that look at different aspects of climate change, from rising oceans to the secret life of trees to disappearing species. Actors from the Colorado Shakespeare Festival's Violence Prevention Program performed at Basalt Middle School last week. The program uses live performances and role play to teach students ways to intervene when they see violence in school. Molly Dove has more.
Royce Rosewood is a professional actor with the Colorado Shakespeare Festival program. He says using a play like Romeo and Juliet lets students watch how violent themes unfold. Actors then lead discussions to come up with ways to prevent that violence.
The one thing that I want them to take away is that there's always something that you can do if you're aware of violence and mistreatment. So the thing that we don't want to see happen is someone be aware of mistreatment and do nothing.
All right, let's go.
Why do you want to fight?
Rosewood says teaching intervention strategies like communication is helpful to prevent violence between two people. The program also gives students information for resources like Safe to Tell and Colorado Crisis Services if they or someone they know is planning to harm themselves. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Kristen Kay.